This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Along the Texas coastline and some other areas as well. We're going to dive into that as we motor through this show. I know a lot of people that have been evacuated. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And speaking of crazy winds of a different sort, man, always so much is happening in D.C., but a ton certainly is, including the president feuding with leader Mitch McConnell. What is going on with the Republicans? Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Hey, Ellen, how are you? Whoops, we lost Ellen. So we'll try to get Ellen back, but we're talking about what happened with the today on the today at the White House and on the Hill. Like I was saying, kind of likening it to a mandatory hurricane evacuation, which is happening in Texas. It's a different kind of chaos is happening in D.C., although it's the same political maneuvering. So what's going on with Trump, the president, and what's going on with the cabinet and others around him has been pretty intriguing, including the Republicans. With this fiscal crisis really looming, the White House is saying that Trump is working well with McConnell and Ryan. And that's where we start. We've got Ellen Ratner back with us. Hey, Ellen. So we just lost you for
a
second.
Hi. Sorry. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
That's okay. No worries. But I was it's like the chaos of the hurricane I was talking about at the top and this financial crisis that's brewing in D.C. What's the deal with McConnell and the president?
Okay. Well, it's really interesting. I just got an email that McConnell is actually going to be at a fundraiser for two of the senators. There's actually a third senator, too, but McConnell hasn't, I mean, Trump hasn't gone after her. But Dean Heller and, of course, Jeff Flake are the two senators, and McConnell is going to be at a fundraiser for them. So this is war.
Wow, no kidding. That is war, isn't it? And the Treasury Department is saying, by the way, that the ceiling has to be raised by September 29th. If not, we can't borrow money, right? We are not able to do that to pay the bills. What do we do?
Correct. And as you know, Donald Trump has said that had they added this to the VA bill, it wouldn't be a problem, except then the VA bill would never have passed. There needs to be a full argument, and there will be.
Yeah, wow. Besides that, let's jump into a couple of other things about the wall. The president talking about the wall a couple of days ago in Arizona, and he's saying to his donors, I guess he's putting it out there, that the wall has to be built. He's asking for money, huh?
Well, he's asking for money, and he's also saying that he's going to make a list and give it to all the Republicans who have Americans who have donated to support his presidency and to end the wall. Can you believe
wow.
it? And he
yeah.
sent out a fundraiser to that. I mean,
wow.
this guy, he's really going out on his own, and he's infuriating people in the Republican Party.
Right. And have you seen that? Like this, I mean, obviously there's just been discord with presidents in their own party in the past, but it seems like it's picking up more steam and getting worse.
As you know, Ronald Reagan said the 11th commandment is, do not speak ill of another Republican.
Yeah. Well, that's not happening now.
But on the other hand, I've seen people in the base. You know, I spend a lot of time in airports and around the country, and I've seen people in the base, and they think he's great. So
right.
I don't know what's going to happen. The problem is that even if his base think he's great, and you got 25%, there's the other 75% of the country, some of whom are Democrats, but a lot may be Dean Heller, Jeff Flake kinds of Republicans that are going to vote for those Republicans.
Right, and then that therein lies the problem, because you're not autonomous, and you need those votes, and then that becomes a problem for the president, obviously.
He needs the Republican votes to get his legislation done.
If he doesn't have it, he can't do anything. Absolutely. I got to ask you this curveball, because a lot of it is being made about Hillary Clinton's new book and what she, and you know Hillary Clinton and what she's had to say a little bit about Trump in the election. What do you think?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton should do what Vice President Al Gore did when he lost that election. And go on and do something on your own that's independent, and stop what happened, which is the name of the book. Stop going over that old stuff. Let it go. Move on.
There you go. Bravo. Let it go and move on. I agree. You and I know what it's like to go through this hurricane thing. You help the people in Mississippi. This is scary what's happening with Harvey, isn't it?
It's very scary what's happening with Harvey, and it may really take the focus of attention off what Donald Trump is doing. And that very well might be a good thing for this country, just like the eclipse did. But let me just say one thing. He retweeted something that somebody had written about the eclipse and said basically he put Barack Obama, well, he didn't do it, but the person put Barack Obama in black and white and Trump in color, and he has him eclipsing. And then Donald Trump retweeted it. I mean, I just want to tell him, listen, President Trump, put your tweetster away and be a president.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah, the Twitter is doing him no favors, that's for sure. Absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
All right. She is the author of several books, too, by the way, including Loving What You Do. I got a big nod from Ellen in that book, and so did some other people in the talk media world, and she's just such an interesting woman, and has covered and has friends both in the Democratic and in the Republican Party, certainly. Harvey intensifying, bearing down on Texas. You know, they're talking about, I just talked to a meteorologist, they're talking about the storm surging in what could be up to over 12 feet of storm surges, meaning, you know, along that coastline, think of how big that wall would be of water. I mean, it's just flat out being labeled as a life-threatening storm that is posing a grave risk to millions of people who are bracing for what could be disastrous. They're talking about counties that are about 100 miles inland even. I've got family and friends and know a lot of people in these areas that are right in, almost in the eye of the hurricane, and it's very scary. We're talking about waterfront vacation homes. We're talking about, you know, that have been there forever. We're talking about a pretty vast region filled with a lot of people. It kind of reminds me in a way of Superstorm Sandy, the buildup to this, and then what happened, how it smashed New York and New Jersey. And talking to my relatives there, as you know, if you were listeners of the show, we had my mother on the show. We had other people on the show talking about what was going on and how horrific that was and how that intensified. And this really looks like a Cat 3 storm with toppling trees, floods, damage to homes. People are really worried, and they should be evacuating. There's absolutely no question about that. All right, the word shooter, an active shooter, came across my desk today, and I said, oh, no, where? My friends in Charleston. Hang with us. We got more on that and some other things we're going to pop around on. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do this to your telephone book.
It's very nerve-wracking. You just want to make sure everyone stays safe, especially being across the street from everything going on and you're not sure what's going on.
All right, so active shooter, like I said, I heard that a couple of times as soon as it was happening, someone reached out to me, one person dead in Charleston, and this is, I just was there, whatever it was, 6 months ago, right in that restaurant that they're talking about in Charleston, and ended up in a hostage situation too, by the way, and it was on King Street, which is one of their main arteries in historic Charleston, and what happened was there was an employee, he was furious, right? So of course he's a furious employee. What does he do? He's going to go back into the restaurant and lose it, and that's what happened. He killed somebody at the restaurant, and it happened around noon at Virginia's. That's a popular place on, like I said, one of the city's busiest neighborhoods, busiest streets. And the deal was is that he was disgruntled. So he came back with a gun and then killed someone and then held another person hostage. The victim was a 37-year-old and was the executive chef at the restaurant. So that's what the deal was. It was a disgruntled person. And the suspect was shot by the cops eventually, was taken to a nearby hospital after that. But really, mayhem kind of set in a sense. They handled it well. The police handled it well. Everybody responded immediately. They were there. But, you know, you hear this and you see people fleeing from the stores, etc., because they're not expecting it, right? And luckily, the hostage was rescued, so of course that was the good news there, because then once the hostage was taken, that became pretty scary. But that's all it was, because initially there was premature reports, it's a terrorist, and it was not. So SWAT team, helicopters buzzing around, all of that. And Virginia's, which, I, as I mentioned, I went to Virginia's, is kind of a southern food upscale kind of deal. And that was pretty, you know, pretty surprising. And there, you know, people, customers went through the back door and got out as fast as they, you know, as fast as they could. So the sad thing is, just for a reference point, the restaurant happens to be about a block from the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Remember, a couple of years ago, that's where a white supremacist fatally shot 9 people of that Bible study group. And Dylan Roof, who was the guy, was sentenced to death in federal court for that massacre. So, boy, oh, boy. It's just brought back some memories, I think, for some of those people because of the area especially that it was in. But one fatality, luckily it wasn't more, you know, luckily it wasn't more than that. As the world turns in a lot of different directions, I think so much focus besides what's happening in Washington, the shooter situation today is Harvey that I mentioned, this wall of water, talking about 125-mile-an-hour winds. You might have heard a simulation that that we played at the top of this show, 125-mile-an-hour winds with incredible storm surges. And I checked with one meteorologist, I checked with another meteorologist, and, of course, this information is pretty readily available because hurricanes you can track. As somebody who's been in 2 hurricanes, one pretty horrific when I was a kid, and we were stuck in a shore town and watched a boat sink and a dock blow off and had my family running for holy candles and saw things crumble around us. But I was really little when that happened, but it definitely had an impact on me. And then going through another hurricane situation, and, of course, going to Mississippi after Katrina and going to New Orleans as well, and seeing how that hurricane damaged so many lives along the coastline for 2 different reasons, the brunt of the hurricane actually smashing into Biloxi and Mississippi. So this eye of the hurricane is in a, headed for a very populated area. And as it surges, I mean, you could get some pretty bad rain in places deep in into these parishes in Louisiana, as far as, you know, Morgan City, if you were to look at a map, which is pretty deep in. And then they're also talking about, of course, Houston, which has lots of problems with floods. And then San Antonio is going to be impacted by this as well. And they're talking about maybe 2 or 3 or perhaps even a 4-day period. Wow. 4 days of that. 4 days. A place called Port Aransas and Aransas Pass, they're 2 small kind of coastal areas. They just told everyone, you just get out of here. If they asked them, just evacuate. 12,000 people live there because they say there's no guarantee of a rescue. And if you don't leave, we're Xing, putting an X by the house, saying we could probably find a dead body in here. That's what I was told. So they're really trying to tell people, don't mess with this. You don't want to mess with this. There was Ike. My family was affected by Ike. Smashed into the bottom part of their house, flooded it, ruined the whole bottom of it. That was in September of 2008. They had winds of like 110 miles an hour, and they lived in a place right on the water in Galveston, across the water from Galveston. And there was a lot of damage, $22 billion in damage in that area. So this could be the first big storm since, because they're saying even bigger than Ike, since Hurricane Claudette in 2003, which caused $180 million in damage just in that one specific area. Probably the worst is one that comes to mind because I know so much about hurricanes, and we've talked to so many people, frankly, about hurricanes, was, remember back in the early 60s, and I've seen pictures of this, not being alive then, but Carla in 1961, they said the wind then up to 175 miles an hour, 25,000 people evacuated. 34 people ended up dying in that. It was just, you see the pictures of it. It wiped everything. I mean, it just wiped everything out. And so we're seeing that, obviously. The scare is it going to fall somewhere between Ike or this hurricane that happened in 1961? Which is it going to be? So how about this? You win the Powerball jackpot and you quit on the spot on live TV. I love this. I mean, I really did. This woman who was a hospital worker, plunks down a couple of bucks, actually picked out her numbers for birthday reasons or whatever. She just filled it in. A 53-year-old woman. And she said, as soon as she knew it, she looked down, she realized she had it. She said, the first thing she really wanted to do was hide in her bed, but she said she called the Mercy Medical Center in Springfield where she's worked. She worked for them for 32 years, and she 32 years. She called them up and she said, "I will not be coming back." Yeah. Because if you think about this, she's a mother of two, and the amount of money that she won, you take out the taxes, it's over $400 million clear, free and clear. $480 million would be what it would be before, yeah, after you take the taxes out. That is insane. $480 million. Of course she quit on the spot. I don't care that she worked there for 30-some years. She can go back and say goodbye to everyone. That's crazy, isn't it? And she just went to this, you know, she just went to this store, convenience store outside of Boston, and bought the ticket there. That's that. Of course, that's what she did. And that store, you know, they get $50,000. That's it. $50,000 that they say they're going to donate to charity. Wow, that's incredible. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And there was a little bit of confusion as to where, what store it was initially, but then in the end, who cares, right? She won an insane amount of money. It was the second largest Powerball payout in history. Incredible, right? Wow. And you know what's interesting? Six people won $2 million. 34 people won $1 million. Would you take $2 million? Of course you would. But did you get $2 million? No. Did you even buy a lottery ticket? Coming up next, We Can Count here on ATN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's time to play that game of We Can Count. It's about the numbers. When you look around, really, numbers mark everything. So we start with this. 16 Americans associated with the U.S. Embassy in China are having some big problems. They're experiencing symptoms related to attacks on their health. Severe hearing loss is what the U.S. State Department is saying. They confirmed an incident that happened in 2016. The number of Americans affected wasn't known. It's something that they said they hadn't experienced before. In May, two Cuban diplomats were ordered to leave their embassy in Washington and said that the State Department doesn't know who was behind the attacks. Multiple U.S. agencies are scrambling to try to figure this out. What is it, some kind of weird covert sonic device? They can't find any equipment, but these people are having severe hearing loss. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs says that they're cooperating with the U.S. on the matter. They say Cuba has never permitted, or will permit that Cuban territory be used for any action against accredited diplomatic officers or their families, except for all the ones that lost their hearing. We can't figure that out. The U.S. Embassy reopened in 2015 after, remember, the president, then Obama, reestablished diplomatic relations. But late last year, you had these diplomats in Havana that have unexplained hearing loss. That is freaky, is what it is. At least one Canadian official, same thing. So what are they trying to do in Cuba? Even Marco Rubio, duh, jump on this, the senator from Florida. He tweets out and he says, the Castro regime should be held accountable. Marco Rubio and I would agree on very little. I agree with him. Are you kidding me? I mean, is this an episode of James Bond? Sick and sad, however, and twisted for the families. Find that device, is what I say, because something is causing that. And there have to be targets. They're specifically, obviously, going after a few, people. Now, this is crazy. You know how people say they see Jesus or the Virgin Mary or one of the apostles or whatever in their pancakes or in snowflakes or wherever? In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a mom thinks her new baby may do big things in life because of an image on the sonogram that was taken not long before the child's birth. The sonogram includes an image that Alicia Zeke and her fiance, Zach Smith, they think it looks like Jesus. It was taken on August 1st during an ultrasound that was ordered when she had high blood pressure and went to the doctors. She gave the photo to her fiance when they showed her the sonogram and said, what do you think? And he saw it too. They think Jesus is on the sonogram. So you can easily, whatever search engine you use, just type that in, image of Jesus and sonogram. And I want to know what you think. Does it look like Jesus there in that? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And that's how you can get in. I looked at it. I don't know. I mean, it looks like a sonogram to me. I'm having a tough time seeing this. But maybe I'm not looking at it right. I'm not sure. How about the staff at the London Zoo? They do this thing called the annual weigh-in. Luckily, not of the employees. Wouldn't that be humiliating? Everybody has to weigh in, and the animals get to watch. No, it's the opposite. Instead, the animals get weighed in from the tiny to the very big. Zookeepers weigh and measure 200 species, including, ready for this, frogs. I want to be the person that measures the frogs. Come here, frog. Come on. Got to measure you. Frogs, goats, and lions. And it takes several days to do that, and then they tell the public what the tonnage is at the London Zoo. The annual tonnage of the zoo. That could be fun. But what they should do, and I bet you they don't do it, I'm going to call them with this idea. It's a layup. They could have, with the weigh-in, the overall weight, whoever gets closest to the weight wins some big prize. Like they get to get in free or something for the rest of their lives. They get to get in free to the zoo. Yeah, why not? It'd be clever. Maybe more people would get into it. Who knows? Just an idea, right? Just an idea. James Cameron sometimes has foot and mouth disease. The legendary director has made some interesting statements about Wonder Woman, the DC big smash hit, you know, saying that the film is not the progressive feminist triumph it's been widely hailed as, but actually objectifies women. Does James Cameron know how much money Wonder Woman brought in? Does he have any idea? I think he does, and maybe that's it. It's about measuring how much Wonder Woman brought in. And, of course, there was a female director for this, Patty Jenkins, her name is, and the answer is $80 million in the U.S. alone. So Patty Jenkins did respond to James Cameron's critique of the movie and said that James Cameron's inability to understand what Wonder Woman is or stands for to women all over the world is unsurprising, as though he's a great filmmaker, he's not a woman. Strong women are great. His praise of my film, Monster, and our portrayal of a strong yet damaged woman was so appreciated. But if women have to always be hard, tough, and trouble to be strong, we aren't free to be multidimensional or celebrate an icon of women everywhere because she's attractive and loving. Then we haven't come very far. Certainly, this was a massive hit. There's a big female audience for this. There's no question that this was a huge movie. In fact, in the rankings of comic movies, I was kind of surprised by this, because think of all the comic movies based on comic book characters that there have been out there for the last couple decades. It ranks eighth all time comic movies. In fact, it's still showing in some theaters and is so popular that they're talking about having Wonder Woman return to, it's going to do it, it's going to return to IMAX theaters for a one-day deal. And the one-day deal is on Friday in select places where they have IMAX. And, I mean, with that worldwide total, that's crazy when you think of Batman versus Superman and Spider-Man, and Warner Brothers is going to do a sequel. They've already said it, that they're looking at the sequel, so they realize that this definitely struck a chord, and they're going to go for another one. Makes sense to me. Hey, speaking of movies, coming up in our next segment, we will do our cheap, very cheap, we spare no expense in this show, cheap movie review. Not Wonder Woman, because that's, we've already seen that, done that, been there. There's no review for that movie. But for other movies that are coming out this weekend, it's been kind of a lull for the movies since a lot of the big ones already happened. And then they'll gear up again, and some other big movies will come out at Christmas time. Because that's when people are off again, when kids are off, etc. And that makes, and I don't know, it makes complete sense to me. I don't know about the rest of you. It makes sense to me anyway. All right, how about this? When we talk about numbers of punches thrown. And why am I saying numbers of punches thrown? Because Miguel Cabrera threw a bunch of punches. I guess he thought it was Saturday, you know, the Mayweather fight, Mayweather-McGregor getting warmed up for that. So Cabrera, who's an awesome baseball player, by the way, threw a bunch of punches at the Yankees catcher, and a wild brawl ensued. It did. Benches cleared. Punches were thrown. It happened in the bottom of the sixth. And there was just a big tussle. It was a long afternoon of hit-by-pitches, ejections, and bench clearing. That would lead to problems. I understand that. The Tigers would eventually win this. 10-6 was the final score. And then how many ejections and how many punches? They're still trying to sort that out. This is brutal. Well, you know, if you get thrown at, that's going to start something. People are going to rush the field. Mayhem will ensue. Guaranteed when you do that. Guaranteed. All right. How about this? Fuel prices. Refiners have shut down refineries because of the major hurricane that's coming. So Harvey could affect a lot of us in the United States. It's not just those that will get flooded and smashed by the home damage and everything else. When it hits land late Friday or early Saturday between Port O'Connor and Matagorda Bay, that whole stretch of coastline northeast of Corpus Christi, the next thing that happens after the Cat 3 and the damage and everything else is, oh my gosh, what happens with gas? Because gas shoots up. So, you know, you can prepare as much as you want, and that's all good and fine, but you may see a big spike in this because of, hear it? Yeah, Wonder Woman. Even Wonder Woman can't do anything about this, sadly, unless it veers. Hang with us, movies next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Two, three, four. Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
So, if you go to see Wonder Woman, it got pretty good ratings. If you go to IMAX and see it, it'd be kind of interesting, I think. But Wonder Woman isn't new. That's been out, obviously, for months and months and months. Pretty soon, Wonder Woman will be streaming into your tubes someday soon, maybe just in a couple of months. There are a slew of new movies out, and we always look at three of them. So the one that is creating the most stir is a movie called, ready for it, All Saints. Here's a little snippet of All Saints.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
You didn't meet before, I'm Michael.
You didn't sell the church, ain't you?
The fact is, he had 12 people in that church today.
Jesus had 12 people. He done all right, didn't he?
A new pastor's first assignment, to close a struggling church.
Michael, you're not here to perform CPR.
If passing out a few flyers helps my congregation feel they can let the church go, I'm going to do it.
Refugees searching to find a new home.
We have 15 new families, not enough food for their children.
Well, here's the thing, Yewin. We're closing the church. We're broke. Well,
what is broke? Together, they'll risk it all for hope.
We had a garden, very good ground at All Saints.
What do you think will happen to them when we leave?
Let's keep them in our prayers and ask for God's help.
Aren't you God's help?
I think God spoke to me.
What did he say?
He said, I've given you land, I've given you farmers. Do the math.
He said, do the math.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
That voice you hear, be sure it's God's voice, not your own.
And people are not here to pick your beans, they're here to be Americans.
What's more American than farming? Start a farm, you work together, you save the church.
Amen. How are you going to plow?
It's funny you should mention that.
You're blowing your boss's chance at a big sale here, preacher.
You risked our careers on us.
You swore an oath as a minister to God, not to me, to obey, even when you disagree.
Swore an oath as a Christian to care for the least of these. This whole thing, it's not some ego trip I'm on, is it? I thought I knew the will of God. Is it his voice I heard, or was it mine?
Look back where we started.
I want to show you something. We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All right, so All Saints, here's what the scoop is. PG, all day long. It's a drama, 1 hour, 48 minutes, popcorn, the hustle that you do up and down the seats, all the previews planned for two. And it is about the man you just heard, Michael Spurlock, deciding to trade in his corporate sales career to become what? A pastor. A big leap there, right? The first assignment is to close a country church and sell a piece of land. So you can imagine what would happen in that community. John Corbett, who's a great actor, is the pastor. Barry Corbin, David Keith, people you would recognize. We move from All Saints, which we'll find an audience, I'm certain of it, to Birth of a Dragon. Lee is the last name. That's the hint.
Boys done playing? This is Kung Fu. We're not training for the Olympics. We're training for the street. Action!
Jack Man, you're leaving the Shaolin Temple to check out Kung Fu in America.
People in Chinatown don't like that I teach whites.
Shaolin sent Wong Jack Man to spy on.
He may be the only person in this world who can tear down everything I've been working so hard to build up. Sooner or later, gonna have to fight him.
What does Sifu Lee teach you?
He teaches us to kick ass.
Kick ass? Your technique is impressive. But it has one limitation.
What?
You.
I'm the future. You're the past. You're irrelevant, Wong. Fight me.
I will accept our challenge. Raised up from the ashes, never doubt us now.
A new thing for this next generation. No rules. No holds barred.
No limits. You guys kill each other.
Now you begin to exceed your limits.
What limits?
Ever show you my one-inch punch, Tony?
So the Lee is young Bruce Lee making a name for himself while working as martial arts instructor. Did you know this? In 1964 in San Francisco, he meets Wong Jack Man and he challenges that Kung Fu master. You just heard a little bit of it there to this big fight that becomes the stuff of legend. He was legendary. Bruce Lee had a lot of fans and he was just a hero, a Hong Kong and American actor, and just his philosophy and all of that. mixed in between. So this movie could be interesting. If it doesn't find its audience on the big screen, it will find, and it might not, it will find its audience in streaming. And it's a PG-13 drama film, action, all that kind of, it's a biopic, really. And some people don't really like biopics. I say it does better in streaming. And then finally, here's our last one. Ready for it? Here we go. Roll that footage on Leap.
Hey, Victor! I'm gonna be everything I wanna be.
Felicity!
All the world has a dream, but dreams are not reality.
If you escape with me tonight, our dreams will come true.
Do you have a plan?
A brilliant plan! I call them chicken wings!
Chickens don't fly!
Good morning, sunshine.
Ew, when's the last time you brushed your teeth?
You will become the greatest dancer, and I will become the greatest inventor ever.
You're a weirdo. Are you the caretaker? You can stay with me until you get on your feet.
Starting tomorrow, we'll have an audition for my new ballet.
Can you dance? I think I can. Training starts at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
5 a.m.?
Do you think it was stupid to come to Paris?
Don't say that. We should never give up on our dreams.
So how do I get that part?
You get the part of some passion.
Tonight was a good performance.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm stretching.
All right, so there you have it. Leap is animated, of course, and an orphan girl arrives in Paris and has no money but a passionate, big, giant dream. She wants to become a dancer, as you heard there. This will find an audience for sure. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 91%. It's PG. Romance, adventure, 1 hour, 30 minutes. That's what the kids can take. Music, mayhem, and a happy ending. That's what you'll get with this. Some familiar names are the voices of the animated characters in this, including Elle Fanning and a few others, too, like Nat Wolff. It will do well at the box office. I have a feeling people will be leaping to go see Leap. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.